Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurers are transforming their investment strategies amid a more complex, yield-constrained environment. Outsourced insurance assets have nearly tripled to $4.5 trillion, while private market allocations have skyrocketed from under $50 billion to over $800 billion, according to Clearwater Analytics' 2025 Insurance Investment Outsourcing Report. These shifts, driven by regulatory demands, the hunt for yield, and the need for specialized expertise, mark a decisive move toward a more dynamic outsourced investment model. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the report is Steve DeWar. He's strategic platform and client advisor at Clearwater Analytics. Steve, welcome. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me, Lori. Looking forward to this.
I am also. Steve, what's driving the surge in outsourced insurance assets and why now?
Well, insurers have been outsourcing investment management to specialized managers for decades now. Early days, it was the smaller, say, single state mutual insurers with simple portfolios. But as time has gone on, we've seen larger and larger insurers utilize external managers and then also utilize private asset classes. So it's acceptance, right? There's more demand by the insurers and the acceptance of utilizing external managers has grown. And then on the flip side, I'll say the supply side, more managers are getting into the space. They're attracted by the absolute size of investable assets. And we know the aggregate balance sheet of insurers is growing over time. It grows with the economy. And it certainly grows with inflation. We've had a bit of that as of late, right? So there's a lot of assets there to be managed. These managers see the growth that others have achieved and success that other managers have achieved, and that's attracting them. And then, of course, there's private markets. So when you hear a lot about private markets these days, you know, traditionally insurers invested really in public markets, in public bond markets, maybe some public equities. But if you look at what insurers invest in today, it's grown quite a bit into different asset classes, and private markets certainly is a big part of that. And as you mentioned in your opening, there's a lot of growth we're seeing in the private markets. So those are the main factors I see driving the surge in outsourced assets.
Well, expanding a little bit, if we may, on private markets, how are insurers approaching private markets differently than they did just a few years ago?
It's an interesting question, Lori, because if you go back a few years ago, and I go back to the beginning of insurers utilizing outside managers, say pre-financial crisis, 2000s, insurers didn't really spend much time thinking about private markets. They were content with the public fixed income markets and corporate bonds. And then we had the financial crisis, and then we had the ensuing extremely low interest rate environment for years, which kind of nudged or forced insurers to look for alternative sources of income and return. And they spent the time to look at these private asset classes, to understand the asset classes, and ultimately to invest in them. Right. So today, if you look at a typical insurer, they understand private asset classes. They have some allocation to private asset classes. So they're open to new types of private asset classes. So I'd say that's the first part of how they're approaching it is they're now more open to it. Secondly, there's more managers, right? The stats that you were quoting at the beginning comes from some research that we've done, and there are more and more managers entering this space. We do a study that we survey managers, and I think 10 years ago, we had about 40 managers. Now we have about 90 managers, many of them in these private markets. And these private market managers are spending the time and effort to understand insurers, to understand their objectives, the regulatory and accounting and capital challenges, and bring strategies to them that fit into their overall investment portfolio. So that's another aspect of how insurers are approaching it. They're looking at these, they're tapping these managers. They're taking advantage of these managers that can bring them these strategies, let's say, in an insurer-friendly format.
Steve, what types of specialized expertise are insurers looking for as they expand into new asset classes?
So, Lori, I spent many years of my career on the manager side. And, you know, the thing that makes managers successful is being insurance knowledgeable. I actually came from the insurance industry. I worked for a PNC insurance company early in my career. And I got recruited to work for an insurance asset management firm. And we brought that insurance knowledge in there. So that's one of the drivers of success with these managers. So if you're an insurer and you're looking for a manager, top of the list, do they understand insurance companies? Because it's a different world, right? It's not just about give me the best returns. It's about, all right, do you understand the accounting, the regulation, the scheduling, and all of those kinds of things that I have to deal with. So that's the first thing I would say. The insurers look for managers who not only understand the regulation, but can deliver their investment strategies and what I would say are regulatory friendly structures or formats. if you take, for instance, a limited partnership type structure, generally that doesn't get good accounting or capital or NAIC treatment. But if you take that and you put it into another structure, say a rated note that's designed to be treated as a fixed income instrument for those same purposes, insurers will be interested in that, you know, more often interested in that. And that's one of the specialist expertise that these insurers are looking for. And then finally, and I think this is more and more important these days, is really data and transparency. Right, you know, we operate on data all day, every day. We all do. And insurers really use data to run their business. You know, you think about the underwriting side, it's data that drives their pricing and decisions and whatnot, right? And the same is true on the investment side. So if you're an insurer looking for a manager, you're going to need data from them. You're going to need data to feed your accounting systems, you file your regulatory reports, and importantly, to manage your balance sheet, right? To do cash flow projections and asset liability management and the things that insurers need to do to be successful, you know, in the space. So that's the other thing that insurers look for in insurance asset managers or in asset managers.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How are regulatory complexities influencing insurers' investment structures and decisions?
Well, I can tell you that they absolutely influence them. In fact, if you're a manager and you're bringing a strategy to an insurer and you haven't really thought through those regulatory complexities, you're not going to get too far, right? It's a roadblock, right? It's interesting. You may go to an insurer and talk to the investment officer, they may like your strategy, but then the accounting department looks at it and says, this is not going to work, right? And it's like a veto. That's not going to work, right? So there's that aspect. Another recent thing that we've seen is some, I'll call it uncertainty with changes in the way the NAIC accounts for investments, particularly private structured investments. And there was something called the principles-based bond definition or project that was in play for a number of years. It's now codified it's understood, and now everyone understands what the, let's call it, rules of the road are. But while that was up in the air, that uncertainty stopped many insurers from investing in those structures. Right. So that's, unsettled regulation is another thing that will influence insurers as well.
With so many new managers entering the space, Steve, what should insurers consider when selecting an outsourcing partner?
Great question. And there's a lot to pick from, right? Like I was talking about our study, 90 managers in it. Where do you start? And I'd say, if I'm an insurer, I'm going to start with, what am I trying to accomplish? Do I want my core manager, my manager that's going to run, let's say, my public fixed income, 70, 80% of my portfolio? Or am I looking for additional managers in specialty asset classes? Let's call those the satellite managers, right? So if you're looking for a core manager, you're going to want someone with deep expertise and resources to help you with your overall investment program. Things like modeling out your asset allocation strategy, looking at industry and peer trends, looking at helping out with ALM, income projections, regulatory limits, and things like that. So those are the considerations that insurers look at for their main manager, their core manager. Now, when they're adding those satellite managers or those specialty managers, the first thing they have to consider is, what asset classes do they want to consider, right? And then when they pick those managers, do the managers understand the insurer specific considerations? And we already touched on some of that, the accounting and reg. And then I think importantly, if I'm a manager and I'm bringing a new strategy to an insurer, I need to show them how it benefits them, right? So, all right, we've got the accounting and regulatory covered. We'll tell you how that works. But here's how this strategy adds return potential to your portfolio and adds diversification from other types of investments you already have, right? So that's that. When you're looking at those specialty managers, I would consider that. And then overall, if you're picking a manager, right, it should be a good firm. They should have a good track record, a stable team. I'd look at how long they've been in the insurance space, how much money they manage for insurers. And then, like anything else, ask around, talk to, other insurers in the space and see who they think the best asset managers are.
Steve, looking ahead, how do you see insurers' investment strategies evolving over the next 3 to 5 years?
They have been evolving the last 3 to 5 years, I can tell you that. looking back at that study that we do, 5 years ago, 90% of the assets reported by these managers were in public asset classes, predominantly public fixed income, and only 10% were in private, right? Today, it's 80-20. So the private portion of it has doubled in 5 years. That's significant, obviously. I don't expect it to double again in 5 years. There are some upper limits to privates. I do expect private allocations to continue to grow. But one of the things that you give up to get the extra return when you go into private markets is liquidity, right? If I go buy ABC bond today in the public markets, I can sell it tomorrow. But if I buy a bond in the private markets, I may not have liquidity. I may have to wait till it matures, to exit that bond, right? So there is a limit. Insurers need a certain amount of liquidity to service claims, deal with catastrophes, things like that. So I do expect growth there. Private markets will certainly continue to be in focus. We look at the private markets, and not only are they growing in size, there's a bigger private market to access, but they're also growing in breadth. What types of sub-asset classes, if you will, within the private markets, right? So if you think back in time, you look at private fixed income, that would be what we call traditional private placements. Insurers have been investing in them for a long time, but now you've got private middle market, different flavors of real estate debt, infrastructure debt, and so on, right? So the breadth of the market has grown, and I expect to see insurers add different types of private markets, right? More managers, more different strategies, good diversification, good risk management. I'd say that yield and income will continue to drive decisions. It long has with insurers. These are balance sheet assets. Their performance has a direct impact on the income of the insurer. So everything is viewed through that lens. With all of these different private asset classes I was touching on earlier, you're going to see insurers use more and more managers. So go back many years, insurer might pick one manager and use them for everything or just about everything. But now that there are all these, what I was calling satellite, you know, managers or asset classes, I expect to see insurers have 3, 4, 5, 6 managers, right? The complexity and the number of managers will grow with the opportunity set in the marketplace. And then finally, you can't forget that this all has to be insurer specific. So I mentioned data before, and insurers need data to run their business. And I've also mentioned the structures. So as I talk to the managers out in the space, they're very focused on delivering their strategies with the right structures, because they know, like I said earlier, they're not going to get anywhere with an insurer unless they can deliver it in an insurance-friendly format. So I think that's obviously key, and those are the things that I expect to see in the next 3 to 5 years. So growth in private markets, yield and income focus, more managers used by a given insurer, and then the focus on the insurer-specific solutions.
Steve, this has been so interesting, so informative. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Great talking to you, Laurie. Thank you.
That was Steve Dwar, Strategic Platform and Client Advisor at Clearwater Analytics. For AM Best Audio, I'm Laurie Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.